Today, we are going to have two testimonies. Brother Roderick Stoltz is going to come, and he's going to share a word of testimony that the Lord has placed on his heart. He called me 2 weeks ago and said, "Brother Leo, I've just got to share. The Lord's put it on my heart, and it's something that I need to do." And so I praise God for that. And then Brother Lehman Quillen's going to come with a testimony of song. And the title of Lehman's song is "I'm Not Ashamed." And so I just praise God today for these two testimonies. And as I was meditating upon this morning, the Lord took me to these two scriptures. And I want to read them to you, and then Brother Roderick is going to come. And in Luke chapter 9, the scripture says, "For what is a man advantaged, or what does a man gain, if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul and be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." And then in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the scripture says, Paul speaking, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes." As Roderick is coming up at this time, I'd just like to say to you that, my friend, every Sunday morning we give folks an opportunity to take a stand and say that I am a believer in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These two men have made that decision, and they come today testifying that they are not ashamed. Brother Rock.
I have spent years on drugs and alcohol, so I'm very nervous.
I know. Let me pray. Father, we come to you right now. I pray you give my brother a spirit of peace and boldness in you. And Father, that his voice will resound through this place, and these folks will be able to hear him, because the devil does not want anyone to hear him. So Father, I just pray right now for an anointing of your spirit and boldness of speech for my brother, and peace to fill his heart. We ask you, Lord Jesus, in your glorious name we pray. Amen.
I've spent years in prison, jails, and you know, drugs and alcohol. But I couldn't ever get my life together. I tried. Like I said, I have a nervous system. I've always had problems with anxiety. I would rather be up here and be afraid than be not get up here. God saved me in prison. I went to Bible study. My man led me to Christ. I thank God for that. But I tried for years to get my life together. No matter what I did, it just wasn't enough. I couldn't hold myself together. To hold down a job, I tried to hold down a job and work and do the best I could. My best was never good enough. After I was saved in prison, God has put my life back together. Every day He gives me grace to hold down a job, to come home to my family, which I thank God for. I appreciate all he's done in my life. I appreciate all of you here, my family, my close friends. I've been blessed. I've been here and been part of this fellowship. Sorry for my nervousness, but I wish I could do better, but this is the best I can do. Thank you all, and I appreciate it.